Dr. Tom Hunt is chief executive of the Providence Physician Services Organization, which will run the clinic. He says the low Medicare reimbursement payments have produced a large number of seniors without primary health care.
We estimate there are approximately 13,000 Medicare beneficiaries in the Anchorage pool who don't have a primary medical home.
That's nearly half of the eligible 27,000 Medicare beneficiaries currently living in the city. The result is many Anchorage seniors with Medicare seek other ways to get medical attention.
The primary way, of course, is through the emergency department, which isn't good for anybody. It doesn't represent good continuity of care. Communications are imperfect. And the potential for error because of that imperfect coordination increases.
Dr. Hunt says providing a primary health care home for this senior Medicare population is a safe, prudent, compassionate, respectful thing to do, and it saves money. For those reasons, Providence has joined other efforts to provide a primary care facility for Medicare seniors in Anchorage, such as the Alaska Medicare Clinic Project, headed by Dr. George Rainier, and the Anchorage Neighborhood Health Center, which takes both seniors and younger Medicare patients. And Hunt praised those clinicians, who at considerable cost to their practices, continue to see Medicare clients, at least as much as they can afford. The Providence Clinic will serve only patients 55 and older. Its startup professional staff, led by Dr. Richard Neubauer, includes three clinicians, two internists, a nurse practitioner, a registered nurse, and two certified medical assistants, plus the large support staff already housed on the Providence campus. Dr. Hunt says the financial demands show the strong backing of the Providence Board of Directors and Providence Foundation Board.
This is not a financially viable venture if looked at on its own. In our first year, we expect to need a subsidy of about $400,000. In our second year, after some of the ramp-up costs of starting the clinic are amortized, we'll still expect to be needing a subsidy of about $250,000.
Hunt says as a faith-founded hospital that has a nonprofit tax designation, Providence feels a duty to give back to the community. Even before it opens, the Providence's senior Medicare clinic is receiving appointment requests. Although the need and numbers are great, Hunt says new patients will be worked into the client list with an emphasis on collecting thorough medical histories and examinations performed prudently and safely.
By definition, that can't be done fast. And so we expect to be able to serve on the order of 10 to 20 patients a day for our first several weeks, accelerating as we get to know our patients and we learn our systems.
Besides limiting the numbers, in the beginning, there's also a priority list.
We are attempting to prioritize that wait list so that initially we can see those patients who have urgent refills or urgent health needs that need to be taken care of for their own safety. We'll prioritize those initially over those who merely need to initiate long-standing preventive health care.
Dr. Hunt says soon after opening, they plan on hiring a fourth clinician followed by others in the future. Eventually, each clinician will handle between 1,000 to 1,500 clients. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.